Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Calling in about the NASCAR Cup and our little fundraisers for volunteer fire companies and alike. And since you have no wins, I guess you're right in that case. A couple of newcomers this year, and I'm just going to go over the list and who they represent and talk a little bit about it. So we have Christine, Helen, and Colleen. They play for Ankrumdale. They haven't as many wins this year as last year, thank God. And we know that Ankrum always thank us, and we appreciate their services. John Hicks, who plays for the Northeast Historical Society, is just about doing the best this year. Had quite a few wins. Of course, he picked Harvick most of the time and Kurt Busch. So, anyways, thanks, John.
Well, John Hicks has one of those apps on his phone that he can set his pick and then have it go off at midnight when he's sound asleep.
Well, maybe we should bring that up next year.
There's none of that allowed.
Yeah. You either make it, maybe we just have to do it all in person. So then we have Karen, who plays for the Region 7, the FFA program over there, which is a fantastic program. We have Chris and Jean. They are playing for the food drive this year. They've come so close. Chris had been picking Amarola, and last week he picked Stenhouse.
Yeah.
And Amarola comes in first and Stenhouse third, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, no, but, seriously, that was a good run for Amarola last week for sure.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, he's actually been racing pretty well anyways. But
he absolutely has. He qualified well again today. He may be a real contender.
Not even a question. I'd love to see it.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. That would be great. Anyways, and Chris has picked him today, so we'll see what happens. Mike Mahoney plays for the Jane Lloyd Fund. He's had a number of wins this year, too. Him and John are close in wins. Great fund there, no doubt. Barbara Baker, Barbara Byron. She's playing for the Pine Plains Fire Company, and she's kind of stuck with Hamlin this year, and Hamlin's had his ups and downs and been so close to winning, but has not come through yet. So we'll see how that goes. John Ingram plays for the Ankrum Fire Company. He's also got a win this year. Bob Carberry, well, G&K Electric, Nelson Overhead Door, playing for the Sharon Fire Company. Once again, Bob's right up there with John Hicks.
Yeah.
Just keeps picking. He picked last. I think he picked last the week before and won. And
he did. That amazed me, too. I said, you got to be kidding me.
That's just one of those things. And that's happened this year six times.
Really?
Last pick was won it. Yeah. So it's just how things go. You just never know. Also, we have my brother Kevin, who plays for the Region 7 FFA as well. Both his daughters went through that program, and they're both off to college now doing well. And he's got a win, I believe, and Karen has a couple wins, too. So that program is the beneficiary of some monies. Dave, NASCAR Dave, plays for the adoptive family. And, well, what can we say?
I told you, I'm winning today.
You're winning today, all right. I know that you took Johnson out from under me one week and put him in the wall.
Yeah, I did. I like doing that, though. That's almost like a win to me.
That's a win for you, all right? Well, that's funny. Anyways, moving on, Sue from the Falls Village Inn. She's playing for the Sharon Daycare this year. And she miraculously came up with a win a couple weeks ago with Blaney, another driver that's doing pretty well. And so she's kind of sticking with him, so we'll see what happens. But she picked a winner, and good for her. Moving on, we have Associated Lightning and Chris Gillette picking for the Militant Fire Company. Chris is picked first, last, late. He's been right there, but just hasn't been able to bring it through. Maybe today's the day. Ahern. Well, he thought he was going to win with Harvick and Kurt Busch and all these other drivers, and he's picked others. And last week he won with Blaney.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
Eric Amarola won. Nobody had picked him last week, right? So the second place car won?
Yeah. Yep. And it was Eddie Ahern, and then the third place car was Stenhouse. Would have been Chris and Gene for the food drive. You know, it's one of those things. And then, you know, whether you're following racing or not, I mean, some of the people within the challenge or the cup don't necessarily follow the races, but you do follow it when you're picking for a charity. So it makes it interesting. And anyways, Ed has had a few wins, and we'll be getting another check off to WHDD Radio. He's playing for the radio.
Nice.
So, yeah. And I'm playing for the Sons of the American Legion, both 178 and Millerton. I've only had one win this year. I'll take it the way things are going. Of course, I picked Jimmy a lot this year, and he has not had a win, and which is not like Jimmy Johnson, but he's getting older. Maybe his career is over this year. We don't know. But I'm sticking with him, and we'll see how things go. Anyways, we've given out over $2,000 so far this year.
Wow, that's amazing.
And, we're doing pretty well with it. I'm hoping that at the end, the last race of the season, we're each going to get an extra driver this year. So we'll have a couple of winners for the last race.
Wow. That's great to think that Bill Krasowski and, Eugene Pickert, right?
Eugene Pickert, yep.
Yep. They started that when we were on 103. And they started with just, I think there was three of us at the time. He and I and Bill and I and Eugene got in, and then people just started coming in. That was a great idea. Can you imagine he'd be so happy to hear that we've given out $2,000. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, so it's good. We have 14 people in this year, so we're hoping that these last few races that each of the charities gets a check. Of course, at our lunch in January or whenever we happen to have it, each of the charities gets a check at the end of the season. We have residual extra monies that so each one will get a check. And of course, Dave, you know, last year the Ankrum Fire Company, Christine, Helen, and Colleen had so many wins that they surrendered one of their wins to help you out.
Well, I got a text message as soon as you started talking about how they've only had one win this year.
I didn't say they only had one.
Well, you said it was nice that we're not giving all the money to Ankrum this year because the girls aren't doing as good. And I really can't read what she put, only the last part of the sentence. It says, you're just jealous.
Oh, boy. Well, I wasn't dissing them by any means.
Well, that would be a smart move on your part, seeing how you're married to one and I'm married to one.
Moving on from the NASCAR Cup for just a moment, many of you out there know that we're in the midst of the Son of the Country food drive, and obviously Thanksgiving and Christmas are upon us. The time is flying. And I just wanted to say for all those that have donated, thank you. And for all those who are thinking about it, we would appreciate any donations. On the 10th of November, we're going out with the kids from the Institute for Collegiate
Studies
at Maplebrook School. I'm sorry, Institute for Collegiate and Career Studies at Maplebrook School. And so we'll be going out on the 10th of November to various towns handing out information letters and thank you letters for those who give donations. So I just wanted to put that out there.
That's a fun time. Have you been in touch with Barky and Amy?
I have not spoken to them as of yet. It's on my list, but we'll be in contact with them. We Colleen and I have discussed various things about the day and the rest, so we're working on that. Contact number we have. There's three contact numbers. There's your number, Dave, which will always be there because that's just how things go. Unless you go to Florida and change your cell phone number, you're going to be getting calls.
Okay.
And so it's 914-475-5918. We have a new cell phone for the food drive at 518-267-9865.
That's an important one because that's just a food drive phone.
Food drive phone only.
Yeah, that was that's pretty cool. Can you text on that phone too or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, so just go through that again. That's very important.
It's 518-267-9865. And I have four signs up, one in Salisbury, one on the green in Salisbury, one at Route 44 and 22, and a couple of signs, one sign at Salomar Farm and one sign at Daisy Hill. The new number is posted on that sign. It's also up on our web. And I'm also going to give my number out at 845-206-5938. So anyone that has any questions or needs some information on it, they can give any one of us a call.
That's great. That's a great idea to have our own cell phone.
Yeah, and it'll be more widely used as time goes on.
No, absolutely.
Just putting it out there.
I'm gonna have
text
me that number so I can put it in my phone because when people call me, I can tell them that because I've had to stop and then I tell people I got to call them back because a couple of people have called and they want to talk to you. And rightfully so. And I got to look your phone number up and write it down. This way, I can just tell them that number.
And so, anyways, things are going along. As everyone's talked about this morning, time is flying. There's a lot of people that help out with this whole process, and most especially those who donate. So we really appreciate it, and the people who are in need appreciate it. So. And that's it for today. I know that the chicken cook-off is this Saturday. So
this coming Saturday.
Stay tuned
for details.
Well, anyway,
if you'd like to send a check, because in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a big ceremony at the post office, Bill.
Well, I can't wait.
I'm going to have to hand the post office box key over to you.
Okay, guys.
All right, Billy, thanks for the call, and...